We have advanced a partnership that was initiated well over a week ago with Verily, the health and life science subsidiary of Alphabet. We advanced that partnership with the idea of bringing to market the capacity for individuals that have developed mild symptoms or are concerned about their status from the perspective of being in a vulnerable population, be it our seniors or at higher risk of contracting the disease, to give them the opportunity to go on this portal to answer specific questions, to be scored in terms of their likelihood to be needed to be tested, and then be allowed and directed the opportunity to be tested at what will be at launch two specific sites, one in Santa Clara County, one in San Mateo County. That portal, that page that allows people to interface will go online tomorrow, and we will then begin to make reservations, and people throughout the course of next week will be in the opportunity to get the mobile testing that so many are discussing and so many have promoted. We expect that those two pilots, one in Santa Clara County, one in San Mateo County, will significantly expand to other parts of the state. We have a deep eye and consciousness on the Central Valley, other parts of the state. We want to make sure, from not just a density of concern, Santa Clara being one of our top priorities as a county, that's the answer to why we're starting there, but more broadly, that we look at the issues of socioeconomics and access as a big part of the advancement of the Verily partnership. We hope that this partnership can scale, and we believe it will be a national model. There's simply no other interface that exists in the United States that allows people a portal that has questions and the capacity to geospatially identify where people are so we can identify the closest areas for mobile testing that we're aware of in the country. And so we are very encouraged by this partnership, very enthusiastic to finally announce it. I know there's been some conversations about it in the media, but it is going live this week in the next 24 to 48 hours, fully operational in the first two piloted areas in our state. We have the capacity currently through the assets in hand, be it swabs, and that's an issue that I will discuss in a moment, the issue of swabs, not just the issue of reagents, not just the issue of RNA extraction kits that are part of our testing regime, but also the availability of swabs. But the first tranche, we have over 9,000 test capacity with the swabs, and we will partner with Quest in terms of the diagnostics of those tests. And the turnaround is typical at Quest, anywhere from 2 days, some cases 3 days, is roughly the estimate. People will be automatically notified based upon that screening criteria and based upon that interface on that portal of their test results. If people have severe symptoms, this is not where we want you to be tested. This is just a test. If you have severe symptoms, you need to engage the medical community directly. And so we want to remind people this is not to substitute that interface, but to supplement our capacity to get people that have some mild concerns and or people that are higher risk, to remove them from overburdening our healthcare delivery system, to get them out of that setting, and to allow people with the kind of portability that mobile testing provides to get answers quickly. But again, it's just a test. And so I just want to remind people of that framework and not promote it for something that it isn't. So we're moving into the next phase as it relates to testing in the state of California. Broadly, I think in the United States, there's still some capacity concerns, not only on the diagnostic side, on the back end, with the labs, both private, public, commercial, but as it relates to supplies, and one must be honest about that and forthright about it, but significant increases nonetheless, and the testing protocols are being advanced, again, I think quite substantively with this new partnership. As it relates to the purpose of developing these partnerships, the purpose of our testing, that is to identify through community surveillance where we are.